Welcome back to Money Life, where we know you like hearing about the market's technicals, but we also know you like hearing from new people when it comes to the market's technicals. So you get both today, because I am joined right now by Kevin Davey. He is the president of KJ Trading Systems, and he is basically a full-time trader who has also been a best-selling and award-winning author. And he does algorithmic types of trading. He analyzes and tests trading strategies on the various futures markets. If you want to learn more about what he's doing, kjtradingsystems.com. By the way, I'm going to point this out just because, you know, I'm a financial geek. Kevin writes a Q&A column for Technical Analysis of Stocks and Commodities. That is a magazine that you have to be a real technical geek to do. I wrote some freelance pieces there when I was like 18 and considered myself hot stuff. I just want to say it was like I knew something, which of course I knew nothing back then. But nonetheless, that actually, of all the freelance assignments, that has been on my resume, I guess, the longest, or on my list, the longest, because it's such an unusual publication. Kevin is on Twitter, by the way. He's at KJ Trading. But right now he's on Money Life. Kevin Davey, good to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chuck.
I'm really curious because, you know, as somebody who's basically an algorithmic trader, you know, when we're looking at technicals right now, we have a situation where the events that seem to be driving the market, at least to a layperson, don't necessarily seem to be things that show up in technicals. I mean, you couldn't really forecast coronavirus. You could maybe forecast the end of the impeachment proceedings. You can't necessarily forecast who's going to win for the Democrats. Heck, they couldn't even figure out who won in Iowa for days. So as you're looking at it right now, are we in a market where the technicals are actually giving off good signs, or are we in some sort of, you know, cyclical hell here?
Good question. You know, part of the problem is there's always going to be these kind of news events, and they're always going to kind of seem unique and different. And so the way I kind of look at the markets and the way I develop trading systems, I just develop them over a number of years. So I'll go back and back test. I'll test my rules over, say, 10 years. And over that 10-year period, there's been a whole different type of news that's happened, you know, all kinds of events. You know, for example, a couple of years ago when Trump got elected, and then the first Brexit, you know, things like that that just seem to really take people for a shock. And I think the key is, at least for me, is I develop algos that just seem to do good over a long period of time, and then the news kind of takes care of itself. Because, like you said, you can't predict coronavirus, and, you know, who knows what it'll be in 6 months, what kind of news events will come up. So all you can do from the perspective I look at is just test over a long history and, you know, try to make models that just run with all these news events.
So which models are working, or is it more which sectors and areas of the market or parts of the world have the algorithms buzzing right now versus which ones can you not produce anything that's tradable on?
That's another great question. Right now, it seems like the stock indices and futures are the ones that are holding up the most and doing the best. And also right now, a lot of my algos that are with crude oil seem to be doing good. And, you know, other energies like heating oil, unleaded gas, those kind of things. And then what seemed to be having a little more trouble lately are some of the grains, things like soybeans. But what ends up happening is, you know, that's today, that's the last month maybe. And that doesn't necessarily tell you that the next month is going to be the same way. You know, next month it might flip, and then all of a sudden the grains are real interesting and working real well with the algos. And so what you try to do, or what I try to do when I develop these things, is to actually limit or minimize the down periods and then, you know, be positioned so when those markets really go up or down, you know, I'm positioned the right way with the algos.
So right about now, if you had to guess, or maybe more importantly, ask the algorithms, where's the market headed? What's going on next? You know, what's your forecast? Because there's a lot of sideways that I'm hearing from the fundamental guys who kind of think the market's gotten what it's going to get for the year, and it'll just be volatile and sideways for the rest. Are the algorithms supporting any of that? Because that's not the way our standard guest, who's a fundamental type of analyst, is coming from.
Yeah, actually, so if I just look at my mini S&P algos as a whole, right now they're kind of in a neutral territory. So they were bullish for the past few months, and then probably about a week ago or so, they actually went to a neutral type position. So even though the market's been going up the last, what, 3 or 4 days, it doesn't mean it'll continue. It's kind of saying it's neutral. But then I have other markets, for example, the euro, that's still in a bearish mode. Crude oil is kind of in a neutral to bearish mode. And gold is probably in a somewhat bullish mode, even though the last month or so has been kind of flat. So that's kind of where things are right now, but it doesn't mean, you know, in a week those things could change. Sometimes they change pretty rapidly, especially when there's some kind of big news event, you know. So, for example, if something about coronavirus comes out where it's, you know, 10 times as worse as people were thinking, that's something my algos and pretty much everybody's can't really handle. You know, you just try to limit your losses at that point if you're positioned wrong.
Yeah, even this week we sort of saw it where coronavirus at the beginning of the week was horrendous, and by Thursday, you know, end of the day Wednesday, beginning of the day Thursday, they were talking about, ooh, maybe we've got a cure, and the market was already recovered. And that's why what you're really saying is that even the algorithms can't trade that. That's for somebody who's looking for to catch lightning in a bottle, and algorithmic trading is really designed to more capture the long light, not the flash.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Well, Kevin, this has been fun. I appreciate you taking the time out. Thanks so much for joining me on the show. Look forward to chatting with you again sometime.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
That's Kevin Davey, everybody. He is the president of KJ Trading Systems. If you want to learn more, go to kjtradingsystems.com. There you'll find out about what he's doing, about his books, and more. And he's on Twitter at KJ Trading. Okay, we are heading for home on the Friday, February 7th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. Stephen Yakman from the Yakman Funds is going to be here. We're going to be talking value stocks, very different from algorithmic trading, when we return right after this message.